It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, this is Trey, and thank you for joining us for another Tuesdays with Trey. We have just observed another Memorial Day. It feels like Memorial Day has been a permanent part of our history. That's how entrenched it feels, like it's, you know, almost forever been part of the fabric of our society. The reality is this federal holiday came into existence in 1971, so it's been within my lifetime that this became a federal holiday. So it's relatively new in terms of the life of our country. Memorial Day has come to represent many things. It's the unofficial start to summer. It marks the end of the school year for many schools. It's a weekend of sporting events. It's a day off from work for some to spend with family and friends, and others do have to work, and this is probably a good time for us to express our gratitude and appreciation to those who have jobs that require them to give up some holidays like Memorial Day. Memorial Day, not unlike July 4th, is associated in some of our minds with fireworks and backyard cookouts and swimming pools, all of which is good. It's been a long, hard year for our country, and taking a day to simply enjoy life in the company of those we care about is a good thing. But the question remains. It lingers. It hovers. After the ice cream churns have been cleaned and the grills been closed and the bathing suits have been hung up to dry, the remnants of the fireworks have been picked up, the question still remains. Memorial Day is the day we celebrate the sacrifice of men and women who lost their lives in war. Veterans Day, of course, is the day we celebrate service. Memorial Day is the day we honor sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the giving of your life to protect, serve, and defend your country. And so the question remains. The challenge of talking to dead people is you have to supply both the question and the answer. And perhaps some believe this is futile. It's futile to ask questions of those who can no longer answer them. But I don't think so. I think there is a seminal question to be asked on Memorial Day. It's a question to be asked of those who can no longer answer. And so it is left to you, left to us, to supply both the question and the answer. And the question is simply this: was it worth it? To the men and women who died serving and protecting and defending this country for, lo, these 200 plus years, was it worth it? And perhaps you will want to frame the question differently. Perhaps you would want to personalize it even more. Perhaps you would want to ask, are we worth it? Are we now, as a country, what you sacrifice for? Are we as a country worth what you gave up? Have we become the country you gave your life for us to become? Wait right there. We'll have more next.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
People do not enjoy thinking about death. I certainly understand that. The finality is too much. There's no retreat. There's no bargaining. There's no reprieve. There's no appeal. There's no anything. Your one shot at this gift called life is over. And along with it, those people you cherished and adored and longed to be with. So I get it. I don't want to dwell on it either. But this one day a year is not set aside for homemade ice cream, trips to the lake, or sleeping late. This one day a year, is set aside to reflect. And I do not think it is too much to ask for us to simply reflect on whether we have become, as a people, as a nation, as a country, something worth losing your life for. I wonder if those women and men who died on behalf of this country could answer the question, what would they say? I do get the chance, as I'm sure you do as well, to thank soldiers for their service when I see them. I've even had the chance to thank a few of them for their sacrifice as they suffered injury in service to our country. And almost without exception, their answer is the same. Almost without exception, they say it was an honor to serve. Almost to a person, that's what they say. But they can say it. They can say it because they still have the gift of life. For those who even gave that, what would the answer be? When we reflect on the state of our politics, was it worth dying for? When we reflect on what has become of our media and the First Amendment and the freedom of the press, was it worth dying for? When we reflect on the divisions in our country, these divisions that seem so intractable sometimes, was it worth dying for? When we reflect on how our politics works and who is drawn to be in politics and how they comport themselves, how they treat the office, how they treat you, the constituents, how they treat one another for that matter, was it worth dying for? So that's the question to reflect on. Have we become the country you imagined we would be when you fought and fell for us? Is this the America you dreamed we would become when you were taking your last breath away from your family? Is this the America you wanted when you heard your wife was bringing a child into the world, a child you would never make it home to see? Is this the America, the United States of America, you dreamed of when you were lying on a foreign battlefield, an ocean removed from everything and everyone you loved? Have we honored your sacrifice in the way we treat each other? Have we honored your sacrifice in the way we seek office, hold office, and participate in the political process? Was it worth it? Were we worth it? Are we worth it? And I full well understand it is much happier to think about the beginning of summer and the pool and longer days and the sun setting closer to 9 than it sets at 5. And I get all that. But for those for whom the sun has already set, never to rise again. What would they tell you if only they could? I think the right way to honor the men and women who died to found and preserve and perfect and defend and improve this country is to make sure their sacrifice had meaning, a purpose, an enduring, everlasting purpose. That is the greatest gift we can give back to those who gave their greatest gift to us. Give them a country that was worth dying for. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for spending another Tuesday with Trey. Please subscribe, rate, or review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or at foxnewspodcast.com. You've been listening to the Trey Gowdy Podcast on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and foxnewspodcast.com.